On last week's programme, I played a track for you by Emmett Spiceland, the folk group of the 60s. I played, if I remember, Mary from Dunglow. I'm going to squeeze another one in now because this was their one of their big hits. I think the Johnstons also recorded this. But this is Emmett Spiceland's version of The Curra of Kildare. The Curra, which is spelled C-U-R-R-A-G-H, is a flatland south of Dublin in County Kildare. I'm sure you've heard of the Curra Racecourse. And it's beautiful flat country, and everything around the Curra seems to be to do with horses. It's simply wonderful country. Listen to how Emmett Spiceland sing about the Curra of Kildare.
The winter it is past and the summer's come at last, and the birds they are singing in the trees. Their little hearts are glad, but mine is very sad, for my true love is far. Straight I will repair to the Curra of Kildare, for it's there I'll find tidings of my dear.
The rose upon the briar by the water running clear brings joy to the linnet and the bee. Their little hearts are blessed, but mine is not at rest, for my true love is absent from me.
And straight I will repair tidings of my dear. A livery I'll wear, and I'll comb back my hair, and in velvet so green I will appear, and straight I will repair to the Curra. Experience lets me know that your hearts are full of woe, a woe that no mortal can cure, and straight I will repair to the Curra.
They made a lovely sound, did they not? Emmett Spiceland and their interpretation of The Curra of Kildare. Countless times on Sounds Irish, I've played the ballad Goodbye, Muisin Durkin. I told you that Muisin was one of the Irish names for Martin. Goodbye, Muisin Durkin. We know the chorus. I'm sick and tired of working. I'm tired of digging praties. I'm going to be digging lumps of gold. Now, that was the Johnny McAvoy version we play regularly. But now I want to play for you the Golden Bough version. And they start by playing a reel, Bally Desmond reel. But then they break into some wonderful harmony and a very unusual version of Goodbye, Muisin Durkin.
Goodbye, Muisin Durkin, I'm sick and tired of working. No more I'll dig the praties, no longer I'll be fooled. Sure as my name is Carney, I'm off to California. Instead of digging praties, I'll be digging lumps of gold. In the days when I was courting, I was never tired resorting to the alehouse or the playhouse, or many's the house beside. I told my brother Seamus, I'll go off and go right famous, and before I will return again, I'll roam the world wide. Goodbye, Muisin Durkin, I'm sick and tired of working. No more I'll dig the praties, no longer I'll be fooled. Sure as my name is Carney, I'm off to California. Instead of digging praties, I'll be digging lumps of gold. I've courted girls in Blarney, in Penturkin, in Killarney, in Passage and in Queenstown, that is the Cob of Cork. Farewell to all this pleasure, I'm going to take my leisure, and the next thing you will hear from me is a letter from New York. Goodbye, Muisin Durkin, I'm sick and tired of working. No more I'll dig the praties, no longer I'll be fooled. Sure as my name is Carney, I'm off to California. Instead of digging praties, I'll be digging lumps of gold. When I landed in America, I met a man named Bert. He told me if I'd stay a while, he'd surely find me work. Well, work he didn't find me, so there's nothing here to bind me. I'm bound for San Francisco and California. Goodbye, Muisin Durkin, I'm sick and tired of working. No more I'll dig the praties, no longer I'll be fooled. Sure as my name is Carney, I'm off to California. Instead of digging praties, I'll be digging lumps of gold. Farewell to all the boys at home, I'm sailing far across the foam to try and make my fortune in far America. There's gold and money plenty for the poor and for the gentry, and if ever I return again, I never more will stray. Goodbye, Muisin Durkin, I'm sick and tired of working. No more I'll dig the praties, no longer I'll be fooled. Sure as my name is Carney, I'm off to California. Instead of digging praties, I'll be digging lumps of gold. Goodbye, Muisin Durkin, I'm sick and tired of working. No more I'll dig the praties, no longer I'll be fooled. Sure as my name is Carney, I'm off to California. Instead of digging praties, I'll be digging lumps of gold.
was unusual. It was very clever, too. It was Golden Bough and two for the price of one, the Bally Desmond Reel and Machine Durkin. Now, here's another email. And this one, I think it must be the first email I've ever had from Scotland. And John Patterson, who listens to the programme in Scotland, says how much he enjoys it. He's a relatively new listener, he says. He said, a couple of weeks ago, you played a Christy Moore track. He said, I'm a big fan of Christy Moore. I saw him live once in Dublin, Joe. Well done. I know my son and his good lady wife are big Christy Moore fans as well. Could you play any Christy Moore track of your choice and keep up the good work with Sounds Irish? Will do, John. And here we're playing his sort of emigrant song entitled City of Chicago.
In the city of Chicago, as the evening shadows fall, there are people dreaming of the hills of Donegal. 1847 was the year it all began. Deadly pains of hunger drove a million from the land. They journeyed not for glory, their motive wasn't greed, a voyage of survival across the stormy sea. To the city of Chicago, as the evening shadows fall, there are people dreaming of the hills of Donegal. Some of them knew fortune and some of them knew fame. More of them knew hardship, died upon the plain. They spread throughout the nation, they rode the railroad cars, brought their songs and music to ease their lonely hearts. To the city of Chicago, as the evening shadows fall, there are people dreaming of the hills of Donegal.
I've used the word icon a couple of times in this week's programme, and there's another icon, an icon of folk music, Christy Moore. And if you listen to the opening lines of that particular song, he says, 1847 was the year it all began. That was the start of the famine that struck our country and, well, sent so many people abroad to search for work. Since the very first programme of Sounds Irish, regular listeners who've been with me all the way along will know that I am a great fan of Dolores Keane. Now, Dolores came from a traditional Irish music family, and she then started to sing traditional music herself. But then she branched out. She's very, very talented. And now I want you to listen to her singing a song which is not traditional, but it still demonstrates her talent. This is entitled A Place in My Heart.
The skies are grey and the good times are over, when fortune has drawn us apart, when I'm only a memory on a long summer's evening, save me a place in your heart. The years have flown by on the wings of an angel that's chasing a lost shooting star. when time brings you down to the wide rolling river. Save me a place in your heart. When time brings you down to the wide rolling river, save me a place in your heart. When I'm only a memory on a long summer's evening, save me a place in your heart. When the trees have grown tall and the long shadows fall, when the sun's going down on this cold ancient ground, when time brings you down to the wide rolling river, save me a place in your heart. When the storms of the autumn, their toll has been taken, when time has come to depart, when you are lost on the waves of the ocean, then save me a place in your heart. When you save me a place in your heart. When time brings you down to the wide rolling river, save me a place in your heart. Thank you.
Now, I have to confess to you here, a little bit of self-indulgence there on my part. I just love that piece, Dreaming of Home, from Joni Madden and Cherish the Ladies. On a recent programme, I was telling you, and I played a track by Val Doonigan. You remember Val from Waterford, and he toured Ireland with the shows and then moved over to England to seek his fortune there. And he became a star over there. In fact, we come up with this word again, do we not? An icon. A young lad from Waterford moved to London, got a job singing in clubs over there, Irish centres. Then he got a programme on the radio. And from the radio, he moved to television and never looked back. I'm going to give you Val Doonigan and his interpretation of a track that we play occasionally, A Bunch of Time.
Come all ye maidens young and fair, all you who are blooming in your prime, always beware and keep your garden fair. Let no man steal away your time. For time, it is a precious thing, and time brings all things to my mind. Time with all its labors, and time with all its joys. Yes, time brings all things to my mind. Once she had a bunch of time, and she thought it never would decay. Then came a lusty sailor who chanced to pass away. He stole her bunch of time away. Then the sailor gave to her a rose, and he said it never would decay. He gave it to her to keep her reminded of when he stole her time away. So come all ye maidens young and fair, all you who are blooming in your prime, always beware and keep your garden fair. Let no man steal away. Let no man steal away your time.
You know, friends, I've got a number of versions of that particular song by different artists, but I think the Val Doonigan version of A Bunch of Time, in my book, is the best one around. Now, this next track, and a lot of people think that this next track is an Irish song. It's not, but it comes into our Sounds Irish category because it's sung by Dominic Kerwin, one of the leading country singers in Ireland at the moment. He's singing a song that in the 50s, I do believe, was a big hit for Malcolm Vaughan. And then one or two other people recorded it. As I say, not an Irish song, but listen to how Dominic Kerwin treats Saint Teresa of the Roses.
Saint Teresa of the Roses, I will come to you each night near the altar in the chapel. I will pray by candlelight. Saint Teresa of the Roses, won't you kindly hear my prayer? Give your blessings to my sweetheart and the love that we both share. Won't you guide us and protect us through the years that lie ahead? Won't you fill our hearts with sunshine on the day that we are wed? You're the little flower of heaven, guiding all who come to you. Saint Teresa of the Roses, I know you'll make my prayer come true.
Won't you guide us and protect us through the years that lie ahead?
Won't you fill our hearts with sunshine on the day? Guiding all who come to you. Saint Teresa of the Roses, I know you'll make my prayer come true. Saint Teresa of the Roses, I know you'll make my prayer come true.
Dominic Kerwin, one of the most popular country and Irish singers in Ireland at the moment, and his version of Saint Teresa of the Roses. The ballad scene in Ireland really took off around the early 1960s. I think, as we said it lots of times on the programme, the Clancy brothers were the beginning of it all, and then it came across the Atlantic Ocean to Ireland and lots of ballad groups were formed. This next track was always done by every ballad group in Ireland for the sort of end of night encore, and they always got people up clapping and jumping. I'm going to give you, I don't actually think, again, this is an Irish song, Patsy Watcorn and his friends, and they're singing Home Boys Home.
I wouldn't be a sailor lad sailing on the main to gain the goodwill of his captain's good name. He came ashore one evening for to be, and that was the beginning of the ocean love on me.
And it's home, boys, home. Home I'd like to be, home for a while in the old country, where the oak and the ash and the bonny rowan tree are all a growing green in the north country.
Well, I asked her for a candle to light me up to bed, and likewise for a handkerchief to tie around me head. She tended to me needs like a young maid ought to do. So then I says to her, now won't you let me with me too?
And it's home, boys, home. Home I'd like to be, home for a while in the old country, where the oak and the ash and the bonny rowan tree are all a-growing green
jumped into bed and making no alarm, thinking a young sailor lad could do to her no harm. Well, I hugged her and I kissed her the whole night long, till she wished a short night and it's 7 years long.
And it's home, boys, home. Home I'd like to be, home for a while in the old country, where the oak and the ash and the bonny rowan tree are all a grown green in the north country.
Well, early next morning the sailor lad arose, and into Mary's apron threw a handful of gold. Said, take this, me dear, for the damage I have done, but tonight I fear I've left you with a daughter or a son.
And it's home, boys, home. Home I'd like to be, home for a while in the old country, where the oak and the ash and the bonny rowan tree are all a-grown green in the north country.
Well, if it be a girl, she'll send her out to nurse, with gold in her pocket and with silver in her purse. And if it be a boy, child, he'll wear the jacket blue and go climbing up the rigging like his daddy used to do.
And it's home, boys, home. Home I'd like to be, home for a while in the old country, where the oak and the ash and the bonny rowan tree are all a-growing green in the north country.
Come all of you fair maidens, I wanna take me be, I'd never let the sailor lad an inch above your knee. For I trusted one and he beguiled me, and he left me with a pair of twins to dangle on me knee.
And it's home, boys, home. Home I'd like to be, home for a while in the old country, where the oak and the ash and the bonny rowan tree are all a grown green in the north country. And it's home, boys, home. Home I'd like to be, home for a while in the old country, where the oak and the ash and the bonny rowan tree are all a grown green in the north country.
And that's where we've come. We've come home. It's the end of the programme. I hope you've enjoyed it. I've enjoyed it. Have a great time. Friends, this is Joe Bollard saying, take good care of yourselves and one another. May good God bless you and yours and me and mine. And until we're together again next week in another Sounds Irish programme, thanks for listening. God bless. Travel safely. Sláinte. Bye.